This week's Torah Way has been sponsored L'Refuah Shleima Shel Rav Shlomo Tzviva and Nechama Martel Sheyizkeu L'Refuah Shleima B'Korov B'Tzorich Shaar Chayli Yisrael Amen. Chof Gimel Tammuz, 6th of July. Rav Moshe Halpern, making coffee on Shabbos.
About Rav Yankel's child about pruning the garden in the 3 weeks, I suffer that if someone had a minig not to do so, even if strictly according to the halucha, it's mitzvah. We see the mushal gabba eating flesh. Yeah, our minig is only the 9 days, but I think in Shulchan Aruch there's a day about the whole 3 weeks. Here's such a concept, is then I'm soldach astafim aturus and durim. I don't know how important it is. So Skenzan, I'm saying even if a pialuch and maven, if someone there is the 3 weeks, is but for 3 weeks. The master we're not so machma in the 3 weeks like the 9 days, or someone who had that minik, it's kind of sad of a chusha, we should
depends if it was his minik or whether he was doing it als tours because he thought about his halucha.
Yeah. Let's look at such a concept. Yeah. And question is also whether gardening is considered an atiyah shel simcha. If it's cutting the grass is one thing, if it's making nice, come on. Commented on something I wasn't asked to speak about. Someone mentioned here before that Rabbunim sometimes get involved in things which is none of their business, but Ashton's pastum lechod afsanye. I heard this week about the Kinnis of Yad Hashem Mechad Hassan living the English in Medina, so maybe it was a mistake of mine to give a shir about making coffee on Shabbos, that I should have spoken about making tea on Shabbos with Samech Ma Medina. But I think coffee goes quite well down in England, in Great Britain as well. And we'll mention also about the making of the tea on Shabbos. The Noisa, which has come back into the discussion over the last few weeks, a few months. In the olden times, coffee was made, and people who are my age and older will remember on Golders Green Road there was a coffee shop where you could get fresh ground coffee, and you could smell it for a few hundred yards or meters down. So the coffee beans were baked, or what's it called?
Roasted,
and after they were ground, then you got the ground, and so if I'm not mistaken, maybe for Pesach, where we didn't, before there was the Nesquik with the Efshah, when maybe we used to go down there, and the coffee, Pesach, Taka, you were left over with the Zatz, you know, in South English?
Grounds.
The grounds.
As of dregs.
Auf Yiddish heißt es der Satz. I hope everyone understands. So that was roasted coffee. Afterwards, they decided to. The world became more vorgeschritten. So what they did is you boil up the ground coffee in water. Afterwards, you evaporate the water, and you're left with a liquid. And then afterwards, this liquid, I'm not exactly sure, it's frozen, it's dried, and then it's made into granules, and you put the granules in the water, everything dissolves, and nothing is left over. So let's first look at what has now recently come back. They've added on 3% or 7% or whatever in some of the blends of coffee, original ground, roasted from Saudi Arabia, coffee. That means that in the soluble granules there's a mixture of ground roasted coffee which has not been cooked. But let's first start off with the coffee that we used to have, the soluble coffee, which was cooked, dried, and fully dissolves. The halacha is that legabe Shabbos, there's a big machlokes, yesh bishel acha bishel or ein bishel acha bishel. It means something which has already been cooked, whether there is a melucha of re-cooking it, or there doesn't exist such thing. You can reheat a cooked thing, but you can't re-cook a cooked thing. You can maybe make it as a concept of stomach for yufaloi, like something which becomes better. But a pi halucha, one can take dry kigel out of the freezer. Again, there's problems because it might be wet outside, but theoretically, you'd have a kigel which is solid and it's dry. Putting it on the blech is again a problem. I'm saying if you were put it next to a fire where it's, even next to a fire where it's not standard practice to cook on such a place, it's pretty obvious that this thing is only being reheated. Even if the kigel would become yatzaledes boy, it would become to a degree where you would not only become warm, but it would become boiling hot. On a solid, we say, ein bishul acha bishul. A liquid is a machloikas. We are machne that yesh bishul acha bishul. That means if it has become completely cold, a soup, whatever, which for Friday night you left out or put it in the fridge, Shabbos morning to take this soup and put it next to a blech and it should become boiling hot, is a problem from yesh bishul acha bishul. However, if the soup is still warm, so although to put it back on the blech, there's all the alukas of chazura, but to put it next to the blech, to reheat, if it has still got its previous, some of its previous warmth, although it has already fallen below the level of Yatzeledes boy, we're allowed to reheat it to above Yatzeledes boy if it has still got its previous heat. If it has become cold completely, we're not allowed to do that. That's the halucha by a gish, which is a solid, and a lach, which is a liquid, is clear cut. Question is, which is zainagaya for these granules, coffee granules, before you put them into the water, they are solid, they're gish, it's not a liquid. After you've put them into the hot water, they have become a liquid. Has that got halucha from a solid, where we say, ein bishul acha bishul? Since these granules were already once, they are ba'etz, and what are they? They are cooked coffee which has been evaporated. So it's something which has been cooked. These granules are ba'etz and cooked. Now they are a solid. You could say, ein bishul acha bishul. Or you can say, no, since after you've put them in the water, they become a liquid. So they've got halucha of a lach. And by a lach we say, if it has become completely cold, these granules are cold. Is yesh bishul acha bishul? So what is the halucha concerning to something which is the eitzim as it is now, its status is the metzias is a gish, but will turn and become a lach.
And put this kigel into hot water?
Put kigel into hot water?
No,
so that's not a problem. Kigel is gish.
So can I put a piece of kigel into hot water?
Yes, most definitely.
But then that now is mixed with the liquid.
No, but it's not. The kigel stays. I don't know how good the kigel will be, but I'm saying. No, let's say you. No, I'll tell you what. You got kigel, you put it in a plastic bag, and you take a boiling hot cup of water,
No, but that's the coffee mixing with the water, so.
Yeah.
If I want to mix it with boiling hot
water. Yeah, but have you ever
said. For a baby, I want to mix it.
Now you're talking about it for a baby, you'd have a
porridge.
And again, if the porridge is a liquid, then it's the same shalom, like a coffee. Kegel, normal people don't eat liquid kegel. Yeah, no, I have a comment, so you're telling me another mushul. The same can apply, it's not only coffee, the same applies to sugar. Yeah? Sugar is also a boiled, it's something, sugar is made by boiling up water with a sugar cane or whatever, and afterwards it's dried out, and the same applies to nowadays salt, which is sea salt, we'll soon see. All these three things are cooked products, which at their status now, they are solid. After mixing them with a liquid, they become a lach. Again, for porridge to decide whether it's lach or the gish, one would have to know exactly. Now you're making more complicated the shala. It's not as solid as it was, but it's still a thick mixture. What's the gauge of gish and lach? I didn't go into that. Something where maybe if you tilt it, whether it would run or not. Okay, that's another problem.
What about when it is put into the kettle in a plastic bag? You said in a cup. What about when it's put in a kettle?
In a Shabbos kettle.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. There's a problem of mechzik mevashel. That's why I didn't want to go. Ched menatoyde, loads of the blame. If you take the Shabbos kettle and take it off the blech. Yeah, so those got a look of a kailerishn. It's a kailerishn. if we say that you would be, in theory, you would be able to let take a kegel and put it into that kind of rishon, and because it's a gish. In Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have then coffee or sugar, salt is yogurtain. They're talking about a kegel. Not kegel, it's called a pashtida. Nowadays we call a kegel pashtida. In the times of the Rishonim, there was a minik, which I haven't seen now. Someone told me in America they've reinstated it, that they're looking for Kedishim in Hilchos Achila and for Shabbos. As they chelamon, they made a sort of a pie, which had dough underneath, dough on top, and had either fat pieces of meat or actual shtiklach schmaltz, which was inside. So Zeichel Lamon, which had dough on top, dough on the bottom, and the meat in the middle. Now, to leave such a thing in an oven overnight, you wouldn't be left with anything. So it wasn't put in the oven, but to eat it cold, it's not finished by time. So the question is, can one put it next to a fire to warm it up? The problem is that the schmaltz, the grieven, is it grieven of English?
Congealed fat.
Congealed fat. English. The two Sachen was for Chemnitzung of English. Yeah, yeah. Maybe Schmalzherr in Chemnitzung of English. Filled the fish, the Sachen was English. So, the congealed fat or the grieven became liquid. So, there's a shal in the poskin. It brought about whether one can put it next to a fire where it dissolves. The question is, what is the problem by putting next to the fire for it to dissolve? There are poskim who say the problem is that it's
melt.
Yes, but oh,
sorry, it's melting below yatzal edus or over yatzal edus.
Oh, so in the state in the poskim that one should be careful not to put it next to a fire where it will become yatzal edus. Good point. So the Levish says, what's the problem with Yatzeh Leidus Boy? If the problem would be that you made on Shabbos, there's an Issa to take ice and crush it down, physically make a solid into a liquid is our problem. Also, it's a complicated halukha, why it's Usa. The Master's Usa, Noilet, to make physically take ice and crush it to make it into water. So some say that there's a problem putting the schmaltz in this pashtida next to the fire, that there's a problem, and that's what the Mugavrum says. The problem is that you've taken something which is a solid and made it to a liquid. The question is then, why would be the difference if it's Yatzeh Leidus Boy or not Yatzeh Leidus Boy? Yatzeh Leidus Boy is usually used when there's a question of Bishul. So the Mugavrum wants to say that if it wouldn't be Yatzeh Leidus Boy, it wouldn't melt so much, so that the bit of the schmaltz that would melt would be absorbed into the dough underneath, so it's not noticeable, it's not visible, the solid which has become liquid. But the Levish, others say that the problem is that the solid, which has become liquid, will now be reheated to Yatzeh Leidus Boy. So the Master, the Levish, and the Mugav Rum have got this machloikas, whether a solid, which now becomes liquid, which was cold and now becomes reheated to Yatzeh Leidus Boy, whether there's a problem of Bishul Acha Bishul or not.
Very unlikely, but put something next to the fire, it will be hot enough to become Yatzeh Leidus Boy. I don't think it's unlikely.
Why? If you've got a big flame.
It's in the lake.
It depends how big the fire is and how close it is. I mean, that's for sure. In Alucha, there is such a concept of putting something, a soup, lemushal, you have to be careful to put as far away that even if it will be there a long time, it will not become young. You're talking now about a small flame with a blech. Yeah, but ich had a fatzatish. So what do you say? Oh, so Mr. Kovman saying that nowadays it's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
So then,
so then I was, oh, you haven't got the problem. So, but I'm saying the pashtida you also haven't got now. Have you ever eaten this pashtida? Dough and dough and meat? Oh, so.
The food that's
at the
side of the barbecue also gets hot.
Oh, Rabbi Ankel's up, the Shabbos people really make a barbecue. Okay. Rabbi Ankel's up, that's not exactly barbecue. He knows what barbecue is?
But it's Shabbos.
Oh, I mean, look, Shabbos nicht. Ich weiß, was barbecue is. Shabbos macht kein barbecue. Now, I will not lie, bringen, as even nowadays, you can have something which is at the side of the fire. In the barbecue, what's at the side of the fire? Obviously, it's Shabbos.
I have a barbecue on
Shabbos. Shabbos. Oh, yeah, no. Your question is, if your neighbor's got the goy, it could be if your neighbor's got a barbecue and you've got a cold kegel and you would want to put it next to the goy's barbecue. Such kapshat. You'd have a problem carrying it to the next door. Neighbor, you don't go in. If there's only one yid and a goy, that's a problem. I'd rather stay out of earlier. Okay, so that's one. Shalah, where we see where the poskim speak about the solid which come in. By the way, and that I won't speak about today, that's also a shalah which we would have to look into. Even if you were to consider that, like the Mugav Rum, that a solid which becomes a liquid has got a din of a solid, and it doesn't apply the problem of bishlach abishal, the other problem that you made from a solid into a liquid, that does apply. Yeah, so the same idea of that's another aspect we would have to look in, why we allow to put coffee granules into hot water to dissolve, even if it would be atzaleidus, but it would be a kind of shiny, a kind of shlishi, we're making from a solid into a liquid. Well, that's another noise. So, another thing where it's brought down is, in the Gemara there's a shala where the salt can be cooked. In Alucha there's a few categories, the Gababishal. There's a Kainerishon, which is Alhuesh. There's a Kainerishon, which has been taken off the fire. And then there's the Kainershaini you pour from the pot into a plate. The plate is the Kainershaini. So the Gemara says that salt is a machloikus to extreme. Others say salt is a product, is something which needs, will only become cooked like behind the fleisch, which needs to be cooked al huayish. Even if you were to put it in a kailerishon, shehissar ma'al huayish, which has been removed from the fire, it won't cook. Others say, fakir, salt is something which easily disintegrates, which it does disintegrate. The question is whether it's just become dissolved or it's become cooked. It will be cooked even in a kailershaini. The master, like everything, which is a machloikis in the Gemura, and there's a machloikis in the Rishonim. Bring the Mugav Avruam, and the emesis as the state showed in the Rishonim, that only applies to the olden day salt, which was viewed, how do you say the word, taken out of the
mind.
Mined from a salt mine. Whereas if the salt has been made from sea salt, so it's been cooked and evaporated, so the Mugav Avruam, then you haven't got no problem from cooking it again. So even if we were to be machmel, we could put it in a kaila rishon, sheyisem aluaych, a kaila shiny, and there is no problem because it's already been cooked. The master in the motor shteimus on machmelzahn. The question is whether it applies. So again, there also there's the debate. Some say that although the salt now has a luch of gish, since after you dissolve it, it's become into a liquid. So there's a problem fin. Bishlach Bishl. Mishnah Brira brings the machloikas and says, by kainer shayni, we can be michael. So that's the standard minig why we've been making coffee until now, that we first put the hot water into a kainer shayni, and afterwards we put the granules on, because the Mishnah Brira says we can be michael on a kainer shayni.
Isn't there a killer by salt?
There's a machlokes rishonim. Yeah, so I'm saying, but salt, emes, but salt, there's not aggressive killer, because there are poskim who say that it's that even in the kainish there's a cipher called Guinness Verudim, which was printed over 300 years ago. Obviously, I don't know exactly when coffee came into being of substitute with Columbus in America, Chemochoseos, when they brought it into Europe. So he's got the Shala about ground coffee, which is the original ground coffee, and which is now being put into hot water. So we won't go at the moment into the Shala of Bishlach Hatzli, which is another Shala. He's talking about it's already been roasted, and now you're cooking it. Let's forget for a moment the concept whether it's Bishlach Hatzli. So the Shala is like, oh, what's the problem? It's something which is already, it's not raw, and you're re-cooking it or whatever, and there shouldn't be a Shala. So one of the Gedolim there, he brings various chivas of certain Gedolim Shul from his time. They want to say that although we would say that Ein Bishlach HaBishul, that's only something which has been fully cooked and is in practice used the way it is. Whereas ground coffee, normal people wouldn't eat ground coffee, so it's only the final tikkun is after it's been put into hot water. So even if you would say that to re-cook a piece of meat which has become cold and to reheat it, you can't re-cook a piece of meat, because meat is ru'il achila the way it was before also. Whereas coffee, it's not the standard practice. And this Guinness Verudim is choylik. He says, since we see there's a machlokes shoshoinim, and the Mishnah Bria brings it down the gabba b'di'eva, the honest shoshoinim will say that even something which has not been fully cooked, it's only come to the status of machu ben resua, which is half cooked or third cooked, we already say that there's ein bishlach habishul. So though we are machmer and we only apply the concept of ein bishlach habishul when something is fully cooked, now to extend it and say that the coffee, which is fully roasted, yeah, but because in practice it's not eaten, as it is to say here, everyone will be moider, as yesh bishlach habishul, the Guinness Verudim doesn't agree with that. But what he does say, and that has got a bigger, will have an effect, the gabati. What he says is that the coffee as it was then, after you finish drinking the coffee, the zatz is giblim. So even if you had a coffee pot, like we have nowadays a teapot, you had the ground coffee, and you had already put hot water before Shabbos. It's finished now in the middle of the Shabbos. You want to put in hot water, and like you want to fill up the teapot, which is emptied out in Shabbos. Vilna Guinness Rudim Zugna Svura, and he's the first one that brings it down. There is a Rosh in Masech the Shabbos who says, we see by Samamunim, which is, how to say Samamunim for dying, they used to put in plants, roots.
Herbs.
When they used to dye, yeah, D-Y-E, clothes, you put in hot water, certain sort of leaves or shrubs or roots, and you used to cook them, and the dye used to get out. In the Gemara Vasta also, even if the hot water has come to a boil, the more you stir it, there is a problem of an issa deraisa. So I'm going to show him say it's got to do with Hagusa, which you won't go into now. The Rosh says that when it comes to herbs which are used for dye, yeah, in a food, the status of bishul kol tzorcha is when the food is edible. A dye, the roots of the dye, one never eats. The bishul is the extraction of the color which it has inside. Even if you've already extracted 20% of the color, now you extract another 20%, another 20%, it's always considered a fresh bishul. Food, you consider an bishul kol tzorchei once it's fully cooked. That's something which you use for eating. Something which you use for giving out a color, or, as the Guinness Verudim will say, similar to giving out a tam, yeah? So there applies bishul achabishul. Says the Guinness Verudim, even if you have ground coffee, again, that doesn't apply to the soluble coffee, once you put it in, it's gone. The ground coffee, where the zatz stays, to add on hot water, Shabbos again, if it would be any kind of lishon or kind of sheni, if the water would be a water which could be mevashel, to say since I've already had hot water on this ground coffee, to say I'm bishlach bishul, he says no. The coffee in itself is not edible. You're talking about the old ground coffee. What are you cooking it for? To extract the tam. If you're using it to extract the tam, then every time you would add on hot water. There would be a problem of bishul acha bishul. Says the Meram Sheik and others, Tamnosim Sofer, so which would apply even nowadays, if you would have a teapot where you have tea leaves are raw, yeah, they've never been cooked, and you poured hot water on them before Shabbos, but now your teapot is empty, so one could have thought, what's my problem? The tea leaves have already had, let's say, Irikail edition, and let's say Irikail edition is Mavashal, fine. What am I doing now? Taking from the kettle and pouring in hot water again. Ein Bishul, Acha Bishul. So there will be a problem if there's still water left over from before, but let's say it's dry, all the water is still warm, you've kept the teapot on the Shabbos kettle like some do, so there wouldn't be a problem of Bishul Acha Bishul. Why? Because either there's no water left, or even if there is water, the water is still warm. And we've said, even by lach, we say, ein bishlach abishl, if the water is still warm. But if you're now going to add on hot water from the kettle, any kind of addition which can be mevashel, you would have a problem of yesh bishl acha bishl, since the tea leaves is not a food, where it applies the concept of Ein Bishlach Abishul, it would be similar to a root which is used for the dye, where the root is not something which is edible. An interesting question I had, and I would have to ask a major chef. There's a very interesting machloikis between the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadikim Nevrucha, Chulent. Yeah, Friday night, especially in the yeshivas, Saturday the Chassidish yeshivas, it's certainly as I, the boys of Bochum go to Tishn, they come back 12, 1, 2 o'clock, they're very hungry, like Bochum yeshiva, always hungry. One of the attractions is Essen Shulent Friday night, and at the break up in the kitchen, that's not going to have any habit. The question is, to take off a Shulent, yeah, you have to have the three aluchas, so there's the big pot, you get 10 strong Bochum, everyone holds on to the pot, then you ladle it out, and you put it back. You're only allowed to do that if it's an esbashel called tzocher. So we assume that the beans and the potatoes are an esbashel tzocher. What happens if there's chicken bones? Chicken bones, it could be that at the time, Friday night, they're still not chewable, and Shabbos by day, they will come chewable. Is there always a problem that you put back something which hasn't been esbashel called tzocher, and afterwards will, so it can go nashalaf and a deraisa. So the machloikas is, are chicken bones edible, are they eaten or not? Some say that there was a difference of a halucha dependent on the minigam mukim in America. They don't eat in it, so they do. Sivas knows from them that if it would be animal bones, no one bites into an animal bone, maybe suck out the marrow, but let's say we would assume that the marrow has already been cooked, there wouldn't be a problem. What I'm thinking is, if the marrow bone, the more it cooks, the more it extracts from the inside, then faket, the less edible it is, they've got machloikas whether chicken bones are edible or not. If it's not edible, it's not considered bishlach bishul. Where I could be right, again, we'd have to ask a chef, if after cooking 2 hours, the marrow bone still extracts tam, then there would be this problem of the ginas verudim, the gabba samamunim. Lamasa, I don't continue over time. Otherwise, I might not be called again to speak. So Lamasa, the minig is that it's done in a kaila shiny, but there is problems with that as well. Just would like to finish off with a moed kavod midavtach. Normally, on Fridays, it's for a pasha theme. So nish b'shamas andav chen genochet meyuna diyomer. A moed kavod for the sofer. It hakdumah in a very interesting gemura in chagiga daftala dumet beis. The gemura says, Rabbi Bar Abaye, one of the meruim, have a shriach gab by Malach HaMuvus. The Malach HaMuvus had sich gedweit by him. Very interesting. I wasn't exactly sure. The Lushen says, would apply that the Malach HaMuvus had sich gedweit by him. Nicht, dass sich gedweit by the Malach HaMuvus agav. Er sucht, als Yankel Miller sucht, er steigt beim Mashiach, it came in at Nagnen, the Yaitze.
English.
Yeah, everyone knows who Yankel Miller is, and everyone knows what's Hashem in the Yitzhak. Slaughter the evil, so there's going to be a Hesper. So Yankel Miller looked that he's going to say, as we see Gwen an Elchid, or there's a Gedreit Bain. The Yitzhak, means to do an Elchid, that's Gedreit Bain, unfortunately. Ja, Amul macht das Sinn, Amul macht das Machleukes. So steigt dort nach Schirchab im Malachamuvus. He saw that the Malach HaMuvus sent his messenger, he's got messengers, to bring up someone, Miriam. The messenger made a mistake and brought up the wrong Miriam. So the Shliach said, can I return her? The Malach HaMuvus said, no, it should stay that way. So Rabbi Bar Abaye asked the Malach HaMuvus, this person had additional years to their life and he took it away. What happens to these additional years? Zuk the Gemura, so the Malach HaMuvus says, Iker Tzav Merabunom, the Mavi Bemila, he's a Mavi Amadoisov, even if someone chappers him, or is a Mavaza, he doesn't answer back. I give him those additional years, these spare years, which I give. Zuk the Chsam Soif Amoy de Kavot. Pinchas, Steig Shoya Shvut Mavaz Noisov. Pinchas not only didn't answer back, Steiken Tillen, Vayamoid, Pinchas, Vayafal. Pinchas was mispadel for the Obra Vaila. And then Shatamoid Kazach, Steik that Pinchas received an additional Matnes Kinder, Zroya, Luchayim, Vakaiva. Says the Gemurah, Zroya, because he used his hand, he took a spear. And Luchayim is the cheek, because one speaks, one governs with the cheek. The Emeser Kanui does both things. Sometimes, you have to do something which is with Zroya. That you have to do because you have to sort out things. Kanuim Togim Boy is a lushan also from Vayif Kabamukim from Davman. One has to be Mespala for the other Avaida. So Pinchas used Saar, the Zroya, and Saar, the Mespala. So Pinchas not only was a Mada Midoysov, and not Mespala Gavain for those who were Himavazah. The Dor HaMidbar, unfortunately, lost a lot of years of their life. There were 600,000 of them. Even if he were to take only 1 year from all of their lives, he's got enough to live for 600,000 years.